Yeah, you can get a concussion just falling off a thing or hitting something concrete really hard.
I guess. RT Cruiser says people trip.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I know they do, but to get a, I have to assume.
Especially the elderly, Adam.
I have to assume that tripping is not enough to give you a concussion bad enough to kill yourself.
What are you talking about? Like Big Fatty, if Big Fatty were the trip, he'd shatter every bone in his body.
My grandma, this is totally unrelated and gross, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Unrelated to Big Fatty, yes.
My grandmother, who's no longer with us, God rest her soul.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Like Big Fatty, if Big Fatty were the trip.
Thus, God rest her soul.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3667. The BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of February, 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty did not hear the little Aussie battler. Well, that's because he's getting jiggy these days. Big Fatty. Hello, humpity bumpities. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Big Fatty, good thing we're humpity bumpities on hump day. It's true. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, you humpity bumpities today, because y'all, I was looking at the Twitty. I was looking at the Twitty, and y'all, you know the little Aussie battler. You know, that's Scotty. Y'all, he posted on there a picture of a quite handsome gentleman, and y'all, evidently, he's got himself a new boyfie. Oh, Big Fatty, that is just lovely. I hope that the new boyfie hadn't fallen and had a concussion, but that's lovely. Congratulations, little Aussie Batla!
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday! Yeah, I gotta see y'all today! Today, the 23rd of February, y'all, it's very important to celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, not one, not two, but three, Big Fatty! Our first celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, a fairly new member of the Pride 48 family. Y'all, he's currently on a holiday, as they say. He was over visiting both Buddha and Pesht over there in the Bulgaria, Mexico. Big Fatty, isn't that where that crazy Mexican had him and Mr. Zed live? It is. Y'all, he loves the singing thing, the Euro singing or something like that. I don't know what it is. Y'all, just as nice a person on the Twitty as you'll ever meet. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only Dean Bonney. Big Fatty, we love Dean Bonney. It's true. And y'all, then our next two celebrations of exiting the birth canal, y'all, from the same household. Their husbands, Big Fatty, y'all. And it's just Scotty, if the boyfriend and you have the same celebration of exiting the birth canal, you'll never forget his birthday. Y'all, I am talking about two folks up there in the New York City, y'all. They are the two that, y'all, they speak their own secret language. They go around, they get on the cellular telephonic device and go, Woodhaven, y'all, I'm talking about none other than that Patrick Plain and his husband Michael, used to be called Songman. Big Fatty, we love Michael and Patrick Plain. We do indeed. So y'all, if you see Dean Bonney or Michael or Patrick Plain on the Twitty or the Metaspace, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake. What do you mean?
Out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, big Fatty the Pooh, Pooh. Fatty the Pew. Big Fatty, that seems to fit just fine. It's true. Maybe that frequency will re-record it for Fatty the Pew. Big Fatty, especially after you have cabbage. It's true. y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all recorded early. on Sunday for the Monday little show, and recorded early Monday for the Tuesday little show. Big Fatty, it's just sad. It's true. Y'all, speaking of sad, y'all, you heard at the beginning of today's little show that Daniel Biba and old Crooked Hat talking about old people falling, and Adam was getting ready to tell a story about his grandmother, and the gist of it was, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about anybody gisting. No, gist, not jizz. Oh, the older you get, the thinner your skin gets. And y'all, I noticed this with my mother that, you know, there was oftentimes, you know, just the slightest little thing. She'd bump up against something and there'd be bruising. Now, part of that was because she was on the blood thinners. Now, Big Fatty's not on the blood thinners. But, y'all, I've had this little place on my leg, and the dermatologist gave me some salve to put on it. And, y'all, I've put a kind of a heavy-duty Band-Aid on it. And, y'all, it's been on there probably for about a week and all. And, y'all, I noticed that the edge of the Band-Aid, my skin around the edge of the Band-Aid was getting red. And I went, well, what the hell? Is the thing bleeding? And, y'all, I pulled the Band-Aid off. Y'all, I have got I believe they call it a contusion. Oh, Big Fatty, a contusion. Yo, but it's like a bruise. It doesn't hurt. The skin is not ripped or anything like that. But I guess I just left it on too long, and that stickiness, y'all, it's y'all, I'm telling you, as you get older, it's everything changes. Oh yes, Big Fatty, everything changes. Captain D from Tennessee is up dancing around. It's true, y'all. That's the lads. Those are the lads from Take That. That was one of their songs, Everything Changes, Big Fatty. Anyway, so I'll just move on from that. That didn't really have anything to, but that happened yesterday. But anyway, y'all, young Nicholas stopped by for a little while, came by early, got off early. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear more about jizz. No, work. Oh, never mind. And stopped by, and the Nip was here for a little while, and y'all, then they headed out, and I just had an evening watching the TV machine. Y'all watched the Big Brother! Y'all, it was the next to the last. It was the penultimate episode. Y'all, 2 hours. They had a double evacuation. And y'all, it looks like that Todrick is going to win it. That's my prediction. The finale is tonight, 8 p.m. in the evening Eastern. And y'all, only 1 hour. And I'm also predicting that Carson Kressley is going to win the America's favorite cash money prize. But y'all slept well on Tuesday night. Y'all, it only went down to the upper 50s, so it was quite pleasant. Got up, that was on Monday night. Got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all had my brufkas, did my Sudoku. Y'all failed on a level one on Monday. Today, Tuesday, y'all, it was fine. Just got it like I was supposed to. went for my morning nipple walk, and came back, got my share, laid down, for just not a nipple nap, but just to, rest my bones. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, we don't want you to fall. And now I'm, y'all, I was watching one of those programs of Finding Your Roots. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. I've seen the X-rated version of that. And now, y'all, I'm recording a little show. And y'all, I hope that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Paul the Shy Yeti.
Hi.
I told you I'd record you a message.
Yes.
Or another message.
Yes.
I'm out for another walk.
Another nipple walk?
Not as long as the one I did the other day.
Oh, okay.
Well, that wasn't so much long as it took a while to get there.
Oh, yes.
But now I've just jumped on the train, gone down one stop to a place called Weybridge, which is where
Weybridge.
The Beatles used to live in their big mansions back in the 60s and 70s.
How about take that?
It's hard to see those houses because they're sort of like in a gated community surrounded by trees.
Yes.
I'm in some of those trees,
but
I'm not trying to see the houses today.
No, of course not.
I'm just stretching my legs. It's quite nice because when you get to Weybridge Station, there's a coffee shop with some nice coffee.
So I had a coffee.
Recorded.
Maybe a cake.
I've been taking photos and recording it more.
Yes.
The sun's very nice.
Yes.
Very sunny day.
Lovely here too.
And Yeti Uncle John is here with me.
Oh, hi.
He was skulking in the bushes.
Skulking?
He was my bodyguard, but I didn't even know he was here.
Isn't that an Olympic event?
He's concerned for me walking by myself.
Skulking?
Where are you, Yeti Uncle John?
Oh, hi.
Or was, yes.
Hi.
Yes. Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi.
Yes, I was a little bit concerned for him, so I skulked.
Followed him. Yes.
I didn't think he wanted me
to. Pepe Le Pew
sort of
was a
him,
skulk.
So I didn't tell him I was there, but then he saw me.
Oh, yes.
I did.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Big Fatty, Yeti Uncle John said something about how you were so old.
Me?
You would have been on the earth when saber-toothed tigers were around.
Oh, well, you know, I'm old because
I did not. Yes, you did.
My thin skin.
It'll be on the episode. The episode that I was recording comes out. We've got you saying that.
Oh!
Well, it's probably true.
It's true.
So the two tigers and woolly mammoths.
Yes, woolly mammoth.
The pets, weren't they?
Oh, yes. The pets.
Is that Auntie Vera?
Yeah.
I'm getting confused.
It's Vera, of course.
That's not going to help your case either.
No.
Oh, dear. I think we should go.
Yes.
Big Fatty, before Yeti Uncle John says anything else.
Well,
I
think the damage is done now.
Anyway, love to Poodle.
Hi.
And I'll speak to you again soon.
Okay.
Hopefully, going to be going out quite a bit next week.
Thank you for calling.
We'll see. Anyway.
Okay.
Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for calling.
Bye for now, Big Fatty. I'm sorry. It was only in jest. I didn't mean any of it.
Oh, well, you know, old people won't remember.
Oh, I'll shut up.
Okay.
Yeti Uncle John, please do.
Go get a coffee.
Okay.
A coffee.
Bye for now, Big Fatty.
You're skulking.
Bye, Big Fatty.
Y'all, that, of course, is Paul the Shy Yeti and evidently Yeti Uncle John with him. Y'all, they're doing things in a park that most people could get arrested for. But congratulations. We just heard on the TV machine that all of the COVID restrictions have been lifted over there in the UK. So you and Yeti Uncle John can get about and skulk around with your backs off, Big Freddy.
Big Freddy, it's Scotty Rossi Butler. Today is Monday, the 7th of February, 2022. I'm walking the dogs, 6:34 p.m. in the evening at night. Sun's setting in 11 minutes. And it's a beautiful, beautiful, like, 22 degrees, which I just looked it up, and now I can't remember what it was, 65 Fahrenheit or 75 Fahrenheit. Anyway, there's a bit of a chill in the air, and I didn't bring my cardigan. This message is for Kathy Bacon, by the way. There is the smell of wood smoke in the air. That's right. Somebody has lit their fire due to this rather chilly, inclement weather. Isn't that bizarre? Bit of a cool breeze. Can you hear it? Anyway, it is just lovely, but not totally sure you'd need to light a fire for 65 or 75 degrees Fahrenheit. But anyway, okay, bye.
Dick, I see y'all, of course, is the little Aussie Battler. And Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And what was I going to say? Speaking of the weather, we're here in Charleston, hump day, Thursday and Friday, y'all, we're going to be tying or setting new records for highs. Y'all, it's going to be in the low to mid 80s, y'all are just lovely. Big Fatty, that just means that everything will be covered in pollen before you know it. Well, you're probably exactly right, but yes, Big Fatty, yellow everywhere, and I don't know what else to say because I don't care. Well, that was almost poetic. No, it wasn't. I didn't know what to say. Okay. Y'all, by the way, did you go over and try to identify those, the people in that picture of the CBS? Oh, dear, I see, 50th anniversary, y'all, did you see Lassie? as soon as I finish posting this and bouncing it, oh, Big Fatty, like the old gal, you gotta bounce it and post it and everything else, y'all, heading over to see Olive for drinks and dinner, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the mix. And Aunt Daniel and Adam, do you have any words of caution for the fat one?
Like Big Fatty, if Big Fatty were the trip,
that's God rest her soul.
Oh, God rest her soul. Yes, Big Fatty, what about my soul? Be happy.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.